Welcome to PodThanks September episode. My name is Harry and it's back to school for the new 2025-26 school year. Let's meet September's podcast team.
My name is Jack Dalglish, P7N. When I grow up, I want to be an F1 driver and a pilot. I am a very good communicator and I'm very organised.
My name is Harry, I am in P7T and when I grow up, I'm not sure what I want to do yet.
My name is Bo and I'm also in P7T. My hobby is gaming and I love Roblox.
My name is Oliver Barclay from Mrs. Mill's P7 class. When I grow up, I want to be a successful business owner. I already run a small 3D printing company.
My name is Ruel Coulterwood from P7M. When I grow up, I want to be an influencer because I'm good at talking and convincing friends to make good choices.
My name is Alfie from P7N. My favourite food is chicken nuggets.
Article 29, the aims of education, is a great article to kickstart the new school year with. It means that we'll be learning with the intention to nurture our minds, body and talents that mould us to become successful learners, confident individuals, effective contributors and responsible citizens.
We are also working towards achieving our Gold Eco School Awards 2026. Let's head over to Alfie and Mrs. Merrick to find out more.
Hi Mrs. Merrick, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you very much for asking.
What is Gold Eco Schools about?
So Eco Schools is the world's largest sustainable school programme run by the Foundation for Environmental Education. So that helps primary schools integrate curriculum, it's linked in all ways to the environment. It gives us the opportunity to take on climate change, working towards global goals for 2030. Climate change, waste reduction and green skills like gardening can be beneficial for the pupils, for the staff, school and community.
What can we do as an on-think community to help make it to gold this school year?
This year we're focusing on food waste and litter reduction. So when you have your lunch or your school dinner, we want to try and bring healthy snacks to school. So in previous years, we've actually started a school garden to plant vegetables that we can cook in the school and use for food technology. Schools that successfully participate, they can achieve the Eco Schools Green Flag Award. We are working towards gold, which means we are maintaining our hard work and increasing participation of all pupils to get involved with our Eco Reps.
Thank you, Mrs. Merrick, for speaking to us about Eco Schools. Back to you, Jack.
Next up, we have Bo to tell us all about OnThanks 2025-26 School Improvement Plan.
Another important talking point that highlights September's Article 29, Our Talents, is the introduction of our new school improvement plan, and we are starting a new project known as Value Leaders. Pupils from across the school are working with Mrs. Neil to visit all classes and collect some views and opinions. We are thinking about the school values and having our say about what values should stay and what needs to change this year to make our OnThank better, under Article 12, Pupil Voice. We will keep you posted about any changes, but for now, we are proud of our values: confidence, happiness, achievement, responsibility and respect.
Thanks, Bo. Now it's over to Jack, who is interviewing our brand new deputy head teacher, Mr. Gilroy.
Question 1. Are you enjoying working at OnThank Primary School? We are glad to have you here.
I am really enjoying working at OnThank Primary School. It's been such a warm welcome. I am loving getting to know all the pupils, the staff and the parents here at OnThank. So, yes, I am.
Question 2. September's podcast is all about Article 29, the aims of education, nurturing mind, body and talents. Do you have any hidden talents?
That is a tricky question. I would say one of my kind of hidden talents is I am a very organised person. I like to be well prepared for things. I've got different hobbies I like to do, but we wouldn't quite say they were talents. I like to do swimming and cycling outside of school.
Question 3. What was your favourite subject at school?
I would say my favourite subject at school was definitely biology and science.
Question 4. Did you always want to be a teacher?
I would say I've always wanted to be a teacher since primary school. I had such a nice time at primary school and loved my memories there, which I think has really inspired me wanting to be a teacher and come into education.
Question 5. What is your favourite food?
I have lots of different favourite foods, but I think my favourites are definitely probably Italian and Chinese.
Question 6. Do you have any pets?
Currently, I don't have any pets. I would like to have a dog, but sometimes I think I work too long hours and out of the house for too long. But maybe one day I'll have a pet.
I don't know about you, but I'm really proud of all the litter picking work that Ondine Primary School pupils and staff are doing.
Me too, Rule. The playground looks so clean and tidy, and it's benefiting everyone who has come out to help tidy up our Onthank.
I am with Sophia from P5S. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Where are you enjoying yourself outside litter picking?
I was, because I was helping the environment.
Hi, Alicia. What were you doing outside today?
Litter picking.
We can see that you're making a big difference in Onthank community environment. How does that make you feel?
Proud and happy.
Would you like to do it again?
Yeah.
Well, that's September's Pod Thank podcast roundup. Big thanks to all our guest speakers and cast in this episode. Rill, Harry, Bo, Alfie, Oliver B and me, Jack.
Thanks again to Mrs. McKenzie for overseeing this project. Shout out to Mrs. Finlay. Hope you're enjoying your retirement and your holidays away.
Bye from all the P7 Pod Thank team.